My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I see an awful lot of upsides to smaller houses. They can give you everything you want while consuming less resources to build, to heat, to cool, and to maintain. There can be a downside during construction, which I encountered in a house I finished this past winter. I had a great client. Unfortunately, her situation changed and she needed to get in the house sooner than planned. Now, this is a problem in any size house. Any construction project involves a good deal of stuff, tools, materials. If you want things to continue smoothly, you need to have not only what you're using today on hand, but what you will or might need for what's coming up. It's always a challenge, no matter what size the space, to maintain an efficient, and that means clear, workspace. I don't make a lot of promises, but I do promise that the more stuff in the way, the more difficult it makes the project. The more difficult the project, the longer it takes, the more expensive it becomes. No one's happy. In a larger house, there are more options for compartmentalizing projects. But in a small house, or any house with a largely open floor plan, that becomes difficult, if not impossible. Perhaps the biggest thing you can do to help speed up construction is to keep your stuff out of the house until it's done. If you're building your own home, live somewhere other than in the midst of construction. Put up a cabin, rent, park an RV on site. Moving in before it's finished more often than not means it's not going to be finished. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.